This is the Daily Update for Friday, July 14, 2017. ISIS is being dismantled and decimated in Syria and Iraq. They just lost Mosul, and they believe that al-Baghdadi, the leader of the whole ISIS thing, is dead. So, amazing push forward by the Trump administration to get rid of ISIS. All of those years of ISIS hurting people and beheading people and burning people alive. And then what happens in the end? You need a real leader to come in and get rid of them. So, Italy is pushing back on the African migrants. Italians are debating citizens' rights to migrant children born in Italy. Many Italians want blood rights. As long as one parent is Italian, then the baby has citizenship. There are 86,000 migrants that have come in since the beginning of the year. There are over 800,000 new nationals in Italy. And keep in mind, the Italian economy is crashing. There's 4.5 million Italians living in abject poverty. There's a 40% unemployment rate among young people and 11% among adults. So, wow, Italy's crashing and burning. And then the main reason that they're crashing and burning, they have taken on just too much. And now people want to push back. Same here for the United States. If people come in and they have a baby here, that baby is an American. And a lot of people in the United States believe that if one of the parents is an American, then the baby gets citizenship. If not, then they don't. So what we see locally here where I am, where Cornell University is, you have a lot of Chinese nationals who come over to go to school, and they bring their families. They come over, they all get pregnant. It's a rare sight to see a Chinese woman in Ithaca who is not pregnant. So this happens, and those babies are being born, and they're born as Americans. The same thing when illegal aliens are pregnant, and then they come over the border when they know they have to give birth. There's birthing clinics set up along the border because of this. It is such a common thing. And then that baby gets those American rights. That's something that we should think about in this country as well. So, exclusive, a study by independent scientists find that temperature adjustments account for nearly all of the warming and climate data. They say that these adjustments are totally inconsistent with published and credible temperature data. So basically, the American government and the United Kingdom has told their weather services to pump up all the numbers to show that there's drastic climate change and global warming. So despite current claims of record-setting warmth, the scientists say it is impossible to say with the current fake data being used that there's any kind of climate change or global warming. The study tried to validate the adjusted numbers from NASA, NOAA Weather Service, and the UK's Met Office, and could not. So it really comes down to who can you trust? Because these are the people that you want to be able to trust who are going to give you some information saying, hey, there's something going on, there's something wrong. But really, it's all about politics and money. Follow the money. If there was no money attached to climate change, nobody would be saying anything about it. So, Norway has a voluntary tax plan now, and it brought in $1,325. So this is a country of 5.3 million people. Not a lot of people, considering the fact that Manhattan Island has over 8 million. So think about that. This was set up for people who want to pay more in taxes because there was a movement of liberals in that country saying people should pay more, people should pay more, but they're not paying more. They refuse to pay more. And Norway is one of the highest tax countries in the world, with the top rate being 46.7%, so nearly half of their dough goes to the government. It was an oil-rich country, and now these oil-rich countries are hitting the wall because the price has dropped exponentially, and then now they don't know what they're going to do, so they're going to try to suck the blood out of their citizens. So, good luck to them. Today is Grand Marnier Day. Of course, Grand Marnier was invented by Alexandre Marnier. And then in 1880, he decided to take tropical oranges and put it together with cognac, and boom, you've got Grand Marnier. So good to have in all kinds of situations. Enjoy your Grand Marnier today. Today is Pandemonium Day. For all you people who liked everything organized, everything perfect, and your house is like a museum, it's time to throw your clothes around. It's time to mess up your desk. It's time to have a little bit of chaos and all of that order. It is Pandemonium Day. Today is Mac and Cheese Day for everybody who loves mac and cheese. You know what? Mac and cheese is good, but man, can you talk about a more hideous dish full of calories that's going to just attack you. But forget about all that today and have your mac and cheese. Today is kebab day. I love kebabs. Kebabs are awesome. You take a little meat, you take a little vegetable, you put it on your kebab, you put it on the grill, boom. You've got your kebab. And around here, chicken speedies is very popular. So basically that's how you take your chicken pieces or your meat pieces or whatever, and you marinate it in the speedy sauce, which is basically Italian dressing. And then you put that on your grill, and man, it's good. Today is Shark Awareness Day, so be aware, there's sharks out there. Sharks are very interesting creatures. I've always been fascinated with sharks, from the hammerhead to the great white. So today is the day to check out those sharks. Safe to say, you can look on TV and there'll be Shark Week and all that. So check out those sharks today. Today is National Nude Day. So for all the people out there that love to go naked, today is the day for you. Take your clothes off and go naked today. I'm not saying go to the supermarket naked because it's probably not a good idea. But you know what? If you're alone, you're around your house, you're around your other, and it's okay to be nude, go nude. Go nude in your garden and just check yourself for ticks. And today is Tape Measure Day. So while you're naked, may as well measure yourself. You know what I mean? Why not? A tape measure is an amazing device because it helps builders build houses. It helps people measure anything and anything to get anything done, to get those exact measurements. So have fun with your tape measure today. This is the Daily Update for Friday, July 14th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Passe Christiane.